now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. If you are here in the U.S., hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you are elsewhere in the world, hope you had a great week. It was Thanksgiving here Thursday, and just really took that time, and it's wonderful to connect with some family and some friends, and just was on the phone all morning and then went out to some friend's house for the afternoon. It was just a wonderful time to reflect on the gratitude and the thankfulness that I have had for the past year. And I hope if you live in the United States, you took that time to reflect on that as well. If you don't live in the US, I hope you do find some time between now and the end of the year to reflect back and what are the things that you're thankful for? What are the things that you're grateful for? Because this attitude of thankfulness and gratefulness just opens up more possibilities in our life. Well, if this is your first time listening, I want to thank you for joining. I hope that you get something out of the podcast. If you're a repeat listener, thank you so, so much. And please let your friends and family know about it, and hopefully they will get some benefit from it as well. Well, as we're approaching the end of 2016, this is a perfect time to start looking into 2017. And I know I talk a lot about goals, but what I'd like to talk today about is a little bit more about life satisfaction. Because we can have goals and we can have these aspirations, but if we're not satisfied with our life, you know, there could be something missing in that. And the challenge is that most of us don't pay attention to all the levels of our life satisfaction. There's key factors that are critical in it. And if you thought of this as a pyramid, I'm going to start on the bottom of the pyramid. I'm actually even going to tie these levels into our chakras. So if you have a meditative practice that you meditate on each of the chakras, this would be a wonderful time to do that as well. So the first level is our environment. And when we look at our environment, many people think of it, and I'm going to relate this to kind of work, is where should I live? Where should I work? And those are the questions that we tend to ask ourselves. And this is associated with the root chakra, which is basically survival. And these are important questions. Now, as I go up this ladder of 7 factors, not one is more important than the other, but we need to be able to address all 7 levels. Otherwise, we're going to be missing out on that life satisfaction. So the first one is the environment. And we spend so much time in our environment. And we unfortunately don't realize how much the environment affects us, but how much we can affect the environment. You know, we can change our rooms around. We can change our offices around. We can put decorations on. We can do things to help us support us in our life satisfaction. But the environment is asking, you know, where should I live? Where should I work? Where should I work out? Where should I do these things? And so we spend a lot of time on the environment because it is important. Then we go up one more level, and this would be your sacral chakra. And this is behaviors. This is asking what? What should I do? So when we start combining the environment, where should I work? Then we took it into the behaviors. What should I do? What should I do at work? What should I do at my relationship? And we start looking at what actions do I need to take? Now, the key here is I'm going from the bottom up, but in my coaching program, when we get here, I start from the top down, because you'll see why that is so important. So their behavior part then is asking what? Then above the behavior, which would be our solar plexus chakra, is our capabilities, meaning how am I going to do it? So we ask, where am I going to work? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What are my capabilities? So, right, our behaviors are our routines and our rituals. Our capabilities are our skills and our talents. Our environment is where we live and where we work. And most of us stop right there. We go, okay, I got a degree in this, so I should be looking for a company like that, but I really want to work in California. I really want to work in Oregon, so I need to look for companies. And this is all we focus on, is what capabilities we've been trained in, what our behaviors are, how to use those capabilities, and the environment. And that's it. And this is why at some point around 35, 40-ish on, we start to be dissatisfied with our life. We say, okay, this is success, but I know there's more to life than this. And so then we go back to the environment. Where should I work? Where should I live? What can I do? How should I do it? And we keep going in this circle. And that may be every 7 years, every 10 years, but guaranteed every so often we will get that, isn't there more to life than this? And we just keep circulating around and around and around, around on our environment, our behaviors, and our capabilities. Well, what comes above our capabilities is our beliefs. So that is why. Why do we want to do the things we do? What's stopping me? What are my beliefs that say that this is all I can do as far as my capabilities? What are my beliefs that say I can't do more? And so when we get to our belief level, which is our heart chakra, interesting, our heart chakra, open up our heart, following our heart. Why am I doing this? Why am I in this company? Why am I in this state? Why am I here? What is the purpose behind that? And that's a higher question, but we're asking why. And then we start to look at our beliefs around why we are doing what we're doing. And we have to start to then challenge those beliefs. And then above the beliefs is our values. And we go around with our values. We think we know our values. And many of us do. It's like, we have our core values, and many of us do know our values. But a very good way to discover our values is, where do we put our attention to every day? If you say that you value close relationships, and yet you haven't contacted somebody in 3 months, I might question that value that you love close relationships, because you haven't made the effort. So where we put our attention, where we put our action to, is kind of where our values lie. Like for me, one of my value is being physically healthy, physically fit. And so every day I end up at the gym. Every day I eat 90% healthy. But those are my values, and I look at where I put my attention to it. This is where I do it. I also value the human potential, and this is kind of why I'm in coaching, and why I do the podcasts, and why I write the blogs, is because I value that aspect in us that is untapped. And so when I look at my values, I am aligned with it. I am doing what my values have. But many of us say we want one thing, but our values are telling us to do something else, and we're in conflict. And so then we don't feel good about ourselves for some reason. We don't know why. There's just something off with our life. And that has to do with our beliefs and our values. And then we go up one more level, and that is the mission. Who am I? Who do I need to be to live this life? Who do I need to be? And then I'm just going to jump up real quick, and I will jump back down again, is the vision. So at the top of this vision is, what is your purpose in a sense? What do you want your life to look like? What is the lifestyle you want to be living in? And I don't mean lifestyle by lifestyle of the rich and famous, but how often do you want to take vacation? Where do you want to spend your time? How do you want your spiritual practice to look like? How do you want your relationship to look like? How do you want your life? If you could describe your perfect week. And those things change, and we have to understand that these things are not set in stone. And this is what happens, is people write down these vision statements and go, well, I can't write it down, because I don't know if it's going to be this way in 5 years. Great. What is it right now? Start somewhere. Start writing it down. So at the top of the pyramid is, what do you want your life to look like? And this is the crown chakra. So for what purpose? What purpose are you doing all of this? What purpose are you here for? What is your purpose? This is where I start from when I work with clients in my Warriors Quest, which is a 3-day, very, very high intensive private coaching. Me and you, we go to a retreat and we just sit down and we go through these levels, these areas of life. And so we start out as, what is your purpose here? What's your vision? And here's what's so fascinating. When we start from the top and ask ourselves our vision, then we can start to work our way down. Because once we have our vision is, what type of life do you want to live? What do you want to do? Then you can say, okay, here's my life. Here's what my picture of my life wants to be. Then we can ask, who do you have to be to create that vision? Because you need to change. We all need to change, but you need to change to create that vision. So do you need to be more compassionate? Do you need to be more understanding? Do you need to be more physically active? How do you need to change to support that vision? And when you know how you need to change, then you go, oh, I need to be more compassionate. I need to be more this. And then you start to look at your values, right? So the mission is your third eye chakra. And then you start to look at your values, which is your throat chakra, Throat chakra, speaking your truth, speaking your values. So once you know what you want your life to look like and you know who you need to be to change, you need to make sure that your values align with that change. Are your values there to support that change, or are they going to be in conflict of it? And if they're in conflict, one of the two has to change: the mission, meaning who you are, or your values. And values are very challenging to change. They can be done with some NLP processes, but most of the time the values are there. And so you have to make sure that what your values are align with who you want to be. And then as we step down again, we get into the beliefs, the heart chakra. Then it's like, what beliefs do I have to change? What beliefs do I need to keep to support me in being the person who I want to be to create my vision? And then we start looking deep into these beliefs, because we have so many beliefs. Beliefs is just a strongly held opinion. And we start looking at these beliefs and, are they helping you or are they hurting you creating this vision? Because we can have a vision. Oh yeah, I want to be this weight and this body fat, and I want to be able to have 2 weeks off every 3 months to travel. And then we get down to the belief and go, yeah, I don't believe that. That's just not going to happen. And so when we have these beliefs, do they support our vision? Do they support our mission, or do they hold us back? And this belief work takes deep, deep, deep work, because we don't necessarily know our beliefs consciously. So we have to go into the deeper beliefs. And one good way to start that conversation with myself as your coach, or a coach, or even yourself, is after you describe the vision that you want in your life and who you want to be, you ask yourself, what's holding you back? All of that stuff that's holding you back is a limiting belief. Then you have to look at how to change that limiting belief. Perhaps even take a look at, where did it come from, and do a little bit of soul searching, or as the shamans call, soul retrieval, in retrieving those pieces that form those beliefs so that you can neutralize them, the disempowering beliefs. So then once we work in that upper levels, then we start working down to the capabilities. So what skills and talents do I need to enhance in order to be the person I need to be in order to create the vision I want? You may need more training. You may need more knowledge. You may need something else, but those are the capabilities. And then we ask, behavior. How are you going to use those capabilities? Or you ask yourself, how can I use these capabilities? What routines, what rituals can I create so that I can use these new capabilities to become the person I need to become to create the vision for me? Then we finally come down to the environment, right? That root chakra, that supporting chakra, that place where we can settle into. And that is where. So then we can start to look at, oh, here's my vision. Here's my values. Here's my capabilities. Now, where's the best place for me to live? And it may be right where you are, but then if you look at your environment, do I have an environment, that supports this mission and this vision? You may want one of abundance and you may want one of cleanliness, yet your home is a mess. Yet you're watching shows on death and murder, and you're talking about how bad the economy is. You're reading about how bad the economy. That's not creating a supportive environment. And again, this environment's the base. You need the support of your mission and your vision. And so you look at your environment as people, places, and things. Are you hanging around with people that are supporting your mission and vision? Do you have the things around you that inspire you to keep living that mission and vision? And the environment. So that environment also includes your car, it includes your office, includes your home, includes your workshop, includes everything. Are those things there to support you, or have you just kind of forgotten about them? And there's messes all over, and there's garage that needs to be cleaned out. Well, one of the things in your environment is clean up a mess every single month, whether it's a closet, and I mean a physical mess, not a relationship mess or emotional mess. So maybe clean up your bookshelves and organize your books in alphabetical order. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, you know what happens when you start to do that? You start to control your environment instead of the environment controlling you. And when you feel you have control over your environment, then you feel that you have control over your mission on who you're going to be. Then you feel you have control over your vision, the life you want to create. So these are the seven factors for success. On this page where the podcast is being hosted, I also have an infographic that goes through this as well. But these are things that I would like you to start to think about. And again, if you really would like to take a deep, deep dive into this, my 3-day intensive plus follow-up coaching, the Warrior's Quest, you can find information out about that on my blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. But if you'd like to start to, and perhaps you may need to just work on your mental strength a little bit first before you dive into this work, because this work is very intense, it's very deep, and it's very gratifying. So if you need to work on your mental strength first, I highly recommend my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It's an online program, been getting great reviews on Udemy. You also get a copy of the book when you enroll, and that you can find that out at by going to warriormindtraining.com. Again, warriormindtraining.com. But these are the seven factors, right? And these are things that I would like you to consider. Write them down. I have a list of them on the site where the podcast is being hosted. Print them out, write them down, and start to jot some notes around it. I mean, if you're not going to work with me or somebody, do yourself your favor and put some time aside each day and start looking at your vision. It may take you a month to create it, but we're only in the end of November. So by the time December comes rolling around, you'll have your vision, and then you can start working on your mission, on who you want to be, and then you can work on your values, your beliefs, your capabilities. And this is all part of life satisfaction, because when all of these layers are aligned and stacked correctly, life is just smooth and easy. And isn't that what we want? We want to be able to help people. We want to have an abundant life. We want to have a fulfilling life. And when all these layers are aligned and stacked correctly, that's what will happen. Well, I hope you enjoyed this topic. I thoroughly love this topic of life satisfaction and these seven layers, because when we know them, it's kind of like unlocking the key. So I hope you enjoyed it. Would love to hear some feedback from you on this podcast or future podcast that you'd like me to cover, the topics that is, or any past podcast. And you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog, look for the Contact Me tab, and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon, you will be.